What if you could transform the choices you make and unlock your business potential? Every decision you make has the power to shift your path. You have the ability to make inspired choices that drive growth and sales. Get ready to tap into the innovative power within you. Now, here's your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
Welcome, everyone, to today's show, the next episode for Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I am your host, Christine McIver. Today, we're talking about how to build a business that pays you back. Doesn't that sound good? So many of us are struggling with the finances, especially around business. And to me, we can break it down. We can break it down into where we need to be focusing and to really get us to that space of being aware when we start to move into old behaviors. And if you are in your own business, I am sure that business growth is on your mind. And that's something that I talk about all the time on this show. So if you're just joining us for the first time, this is all about business growth, and about growing you as the business owner. So before we get into today's show, let me just tell you a little bit about myself. I am the CEO and founder of Inspired Choices Network, ICN Publishing, and ICN Signature Summits. So what we do, my whole focus always is to elevate you as the expert that you are so that people can find you and discover your expertise. Today, more than ever, we have so much noise. We always refer to it as noise, but we also have so much choice. Your future customer, your future client and prospect has a lot more choice today than they ever did before, right? It used to come in a newspaper or a flyer and they would look at it and they would go, yeah, I want to work with that person. Today, everybody has all this availability at their fingertips. So what we want to always do is elevate you to be the expert that you are so that you can grow you and grow your business. Too many people are the best kept secret, and they need to come on out and sit in the forefront so that they can be discovered. That's what we do here, whether it's for having a live show, a podcast, part of a summit, maybe even a book. We have lots of books that we publish. Maybe it's part of, you know, showing up and connecting with so many other people and speakers. This might be one of the ways that will elevate you to have your business grow. So if you're interested in learning more about how we can do that, and it's a turnkey operation, you're not doing a lot of work. We do all the work. You show up as the talent. And to me, that's the most important thing, because you don't want another job in order to be able to earn money with the job and the business that you've already created, right? You don't want to do that. So that's what we do. So if you're looking for ways to elevate you without you having to put in another 20 hours a week, send me an email, Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. We can have a conversation and see if there's a fit for you and see how we could support you. Okay, let's get into today's show. Again, build a business that pays you back. I'm just going to read for you the show notes and then we're going to dive right in. Too many entrepreneurs have built businesses that depend entirely on them. Every decision, every client, every problem, and every opportunity has to run through the owner, leaving little time, energy, or financial freedom. The business may generate revenue, but it isn't paying them back for the years of sacrifice, risk, and relentless effort. So today, I am going to challenge you to redefine what success truly looks like. A business should reward its owners with profitability, freedom, opportunities, and a life that expands because of the business, not one that is consumed by it. You're going to learn how to identify where your business is, taking more than it gives, and discover the leadership shifts, operational changes, and strategic decisions that create a company that continually pays you back. How many of you right now think, oh, that sounds great, and then your brain automatically goes to, oh, it sounds like a lot of work, right? I was that same person. When I started my business, it was just me. I was doing everything. And that's how 95% of businesses begin, is it's a one-person show. Whether it's a male, a female, it's a one-person show. Most businesses are solo entrepreneurs. And as we grow, we start to possibly expand and bring other people in. Maybe we hire services. Maybe we hire team members. Maybe we hire employees. And we grow the business. But oftentimes, we're not doing that soon enough. We are burning ourselves out before we ever even start to make the profit that we know that we should be making. Or we bring people in and then suddenly we think, okay, I should be working less, and yet we're working more. We're working more because we still are holding on so, so tightly to all of the tasks, right? This is what we want to talk about. You deserve to, first of all, to be discovered in the world. You deserve to bring your expertise to the world. Here's something I say oftentimes. If you have got something on your heart that you're excited about and you want to share, maybe it's a restaurant, maybe it's a good book, maybe it's a movie, and you want to share it, somebody is looking for that. The same applies to you. If you have a business idea, if your business idea gets you excited, there is somebody out there looking for what you have to offer. So it's important that you understand the value of who you are and your expertise and what you can bring to the world. But if you're burnt out, if you're exhausted, if you feel like you're working, and you're not getting ahead, how long are you actually going to stay in that business? One of the things that you do need to acknowledge is that being a business owner who desires to have their business grow, you have to invest time, energy into growing yourself. Because if you have mindset ideas about how a business is supposed to be, and those ideas are never challenged, you're going to stay in the same pattern. If you have ideas about how you need to interact with people, or ideas on how, you know, employees should behave, or what you should be paying, or what you should be paid, and those ideas are not challenged, they're not examined again and again and again, you're going to stay in old patterns that are going to keep you stuck. And that's certainly not a business that is going to pay you back. Okay? You've got to acknowledge that first and foremost. And if you're not, I will bet money on you've thought more than once about closing your business down. It's very, very difficult in a changing world not to have support, not to expand yourself, and still be able to make profit. This is key. So if you're somebody out there that says, oh, I don't want to do this personal development work, you're probably the person that needs it more than ever. And I understand how really frustrating and overwhelming it can be to be working all day and still need to be able to do your personal development. But here's the thing. Here you are. You know, if you're watching me on video, I've got my left hand raised higher than my right. So here you are, your left hand is the amount of work you're doing, and your personal development and your profit is down below. As you do your personal development, your profit is going to grow, and it's going to expand beyond the hours of work and the effort you need to put in. But if you're not, you're going to be in the same pattern again and again, right? If you want change to happen, you've got to be willing to have it happen. And you've got to be willing to change what you're doing, your belief systems, all the things. You need to be examining your business on a regular basis. This is not something you just do at the beginning of the year. You need to be in continuous improvement and looking at, okay, is there something I could be doing better? Is there a new way of possibility? Challenging yourself is actually going to create a business that is going to pay you back. Your business should be an asset, not just another job. This is exactly what I'm referring to. Most entrepreneurs have built themselves a very demanding job instead of a valuable business, right? What it actually means is, you know, that they're doing, and they're not actually creating a business that is valuable. Too many entrepreneurs believe the reward for owning a business is simply making money. That's not true. Yes, It's one of the rewards, but that's not the only reward, and it certainly shouldn't be the final reward. A business should pay you back in profit for sure. And if it's not, that's a different conversation. But it also needs to be able to be contributing to you in freedom, in confidence. You know, when you do that personal development work and you're stepping out in the world and you're communicating and you're having conversations, your confidence should be growing. That's one of the things that building a strong business can do for you. It also should be opening up opportunities for you, influencing others, building more relationships, and really creating that life that you enjoy living. If your business is not doing that, and it's only taking more of your time, more of your energy, more of your peace of mind, it's actually time to ask a question. How do I build a business that finally starts paying me back? How many of you right now know you're working too many hours? How many of you know that working more hours is actually not really, really getting you ahead? It's marginally getting you ahead. I remember when I actually first launched the Inspired Choices Network, it was in 2016. So I had already been in business for 8 years and I was still learning how to do it. I only had maybe one team member and I was, you know, working as hard as I possibly could. And when we were creating the new website and looking at what we wanted to do differently, I had one business stream at the time, not five. And I was working around the clock. And in fact, I was working so many hours, my friends, that when I got up from my desk, I couldn't stand up straight. There were days that I was putting in 14 and 16 hour days, and I'm not kidding you. When we finally launched the network, and by the way, I wasn't making a ton more money. I certainly wasn't having a luxurious life. There wasn't time to take time off. But when we finally launched the network, there was a big relief, but my nervous system was still cranked at go, 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 go. So there wasn't a calm that settled in. 2 months later, I ended up with shingles. I had pushed my body so hard that it impacted my entirety of my nervous system. That was a major wake-up call. I knew I couldn't keep doing it that way, and I knew that I had to start really examining all aspects of what I was choosing and really what my belief system, what my built-in thought process was about a great deal about how I showed up in the world, how I identified, you know, my beliefs around who I was. There was a lot of personal development work that I jumped into, and that has been the piece that has expanded me, expanded my business, and continues to. Here's something you may not want to learn. Personal development is a continuous thing because you are a human being that is constantly changing and constantly evolving. So if your business is not in the place that it's supporting you and really giving back to you and paying back to you, you have to stop and really lean into what's going on within you. You've got to look at the owner, the CEO of the business. And if you have a lot of team members, that's another conversation to have with them. Understanding their belief systems and your belief systems and your programming that started before you even came into, you know, breathing the air. This programming that we have, and I'm not going to dig deep into all of that. You've probably heard this 1,000 times, but all of this programming that we've picked up from society, from our early teachers, from the people around us, the core beliefs and the programming that is automatic within us is impacting our businesses in a massive way. You know what? It's time for you to start building wealth, not just building income. And we're going to talk about that when we come back from our first break. You are listening to the Inspired Choices for Business Growth show. I'm your host, Christine McIver. If you have not yet grabbed my book, CEO Without Apology, Go grab it on Amazon. You get a ton of resources to support you to grow your business. It's actually a book that guides you and supports you. It's not a read from one to the from the beginning to the end. I would love for you to grab that. I would love for you to let me know that you've grabbed that. Send me an email, Christine at ChristineMcIver.com, because I would love to support you to grow you and to grow your business. Stick around, my friends. We'll be right back after this short break.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine at ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. So today we're talking about building a business that pays you back. And the first segment, I really leaned into a great deal about personal development and about how critical this is for you as the business owner. I will say this again and again and again. Your business reflects you. I talk about being a CEO, being the chief executive officer. Every decision you make, every choice that you make is based on your programming. It's based on your belief system. It's based on all of the triggers you have ever had. So if you want to grow your business, you must. This is a no debate question. You must grow you. If you desire to grow your business, you want to work with someone, absolutely get a coach. You want to work with a coach who can look at business and the development of the CEO. That's what I do. And I work with coaches I have for many years who do the exact same thing. We need to be able to look at both the business and the individual because they are interlinked. They absolutely impact one another. And so until you are willing to grow you, your business is not going to grow. When we went to break, I had said that the difference between building income and building wealth is essential for you to understand. So income is what you earn and wealth is what you own. So think about that. Every day you're working, you're working, you're working, and you're creating income. But is that actually something you own? Or is it the minute that that money comes in, that money goes out to pay for an expense in the business, to pay for something in your life, to pay for your team members? Is that money that leaves right away and there's no ownership? You don't own money. You have money in your possession. Now, if you have enough revenue coming in and enough profit from that business that you can actually purchase, you know, bonds or investments, put money into investments, that's ownership, right? But for most people, they are seriously in their businesses. They are, you know, going month to month, paying, receiving income, paying the bills, receiving income, paying the bills. And to make that transition is not always easy But where it begins is in your mind, in what you honestly know and believe and you're willing to challenge yourself on. So income requires continually efforting. All right. A really huge thing is that you don't want to just trade your time for money. And, you know, the very first time I heard this, I didn't understand it. You know why I didn't understand it? Because I didn't have a bigger concept of what this really meant to be building wealth. When you understand that building a business, building systems, having processes in place, building different business streams, not for more work, but for more creation, for more growth and wealth. When you understand that, things begin to shift. When I first heard somebody said they had five businesses, my mindset immediately went to, oh my God, I can't work more hours than I'm already working. How in the world would I ever be able to get to that? That mindset I needed to challenge, but I had that for many years in my business before I started to really understand and shift what I was looking at and how I was going to change something. So you want to be able to really identify that if what I'm doing is just creating more effort and more effort, something needs to change. The wealth is creating those business assets, your systems, your relationships, and those opportunities that continually create value and long-term value that goes on long past you driving the bus. So if you're someone who is, you have a business and you're looking at this about growing this, you want to look at this from the perspective of, you know, you want to look at legacy. What am I doing with this business? What's going to happen with this business when I'm gone? What happens if something happens to me? Will the business go on? It's a scary thought, but it's something we need to consider. So if you can build the systems and the relationships and the support around business growth while you're healthy, while you're still in body, when you choose to go on a long vacation, when something occurs, unfortunately, that, you know, you are not able to work, or it's time for you to pass away, your business can still go on. Why not do that now so that you can enjoy the wealth and your business can actually give back to you? But when am I going to do that, Christine? I'm working all around the clock just trying to pay the bills. I know. I get it. It honestly starts within your mind. So you have to be willing to set time aside to do the deep work that a CEO needs to do. You need to be willing to step away from the computer, to step away from the tasking and start to do the deep work of personal development. As a CEO, your job isn't simply to earn more money. We're here to build businesses that become valuable assets. So today, can you say that your business is a valuable asset? Not just something that you know, you create products and you sell them and you make money. An asset that actually could be valued if you were going to sell it. How would you do that? I don't necessarily know how to do that for everyone, but it is a great conversation to have with a certified accountant or an investment individual, a person that does investments. They can actually look at what you've created in your business and give you a real market value of what your assets are and what the value of them could be. That is worth a conversation. It's not saying that you're going to do that tomorrow, but when you start thinking with that mindset around what do I have that is valuable, what assets do I have that are in place that if I'm not here, somebody else could step in and take over. That's what you want to be building. So that really requires you to look at what you've set up, and do you have to be the one that touches it every single time? This was back in, I think it was in 2020, I sat down and I went through. So one of our business streams here is We do, we produce live shows like you're listening to of mine, and we turn those into on-demand products, which audio and TV, everybody calls them podcasting now. And so what I did was I sat down and I took weeks to go through this. It was quite a challenging task to do while doing work, but I sat down and I went through and I listed every single solitary step that was required for every single thing that we do to create a live production and then to create all the on-demand products. And now I can say it quite quickly now, but I can tell you there was probably well over 150, maybe to 170 steps in every single thing. And it wasn't the exact, it wasn't just the step. It was, we do this, and then we create this, and then we create this. And it was all the little pieces, but under each of those, there were some more steps that, okay, and how do you create that? Well, here are the steps to create that. I went through everything to really look at what it was that we did. And then I was challenged to list whether that job had to be done by the CEO, myself, or if it was something that was a duplicatable, trainable task that could be done by someone else. Now, let me tell you what came up. This is kind of funny because, first of all, when I did that, there was some resistance within me to write it all down. I actually said, I know what you're supposed to do. I don't need to write it down. So I started to have that dialogue going on in my head. And I'm like, okay, just do this. Just do this. So I started to do this. And then when I started to look at the allocation of who could do the work, I really had some old triggers come up about if, and this happens sometimes for people in jobs, if I train somebody to do it, then I'm no longer valuable. Anybody else have that happen in their world? The opposite is actually true. When you can create something that you can train other people to do, you double your time. You create you as an asset because now you've created assets that other people can manage. And you can then grow your business even more. You can have more conversations with prospects. You can maybe be on, you know, more speaking engagement. You can be spending time taking care of your mind and your body and your family. You can be enjoying your life. And then when you come back to the work, to the business, you have more clarity. You have more creative ideas. And as I started to do this and really challenge myself around these old programming that I had in my mind. Because remember, your mind is trying to protect you. So my mind was trying to protect me from being replaced, right? Because obviously I had some belief that was being triggered that, you know, I need to find my value, otherwise somebody's going to replace me. When I started to really challenge that, what ended up happening was I started to expand my team. I started to hire people because, first of all, I could train them. And second of all, I had more time to be able to create more business streams. And hence how I today have 5 business streams. I would still like to have more people on my team. And I would like my team members to never, ever leave. But that happens with everybody. Eventually, everybody will leave. And that's okay. As long as they're happy and their life is growing, that makes me happy. And the fact of the matter is there's always going to be new people in the world that are going to be interested in what you're doing. And if you have a good system in place, it's going to be much easier to train people and to onboard people much more clearly, much more succinctly, and that's going to also save you money. So understand that you don't want to be trading your time for every dollar. You don't want to be like thinking that burnout is a badge of honor. Like that is absolutely crazy. How many of you actually often are hearing yourself saying, I'm so exhausted. I'm so exhausted. I'm so exhausted. Can you imagine that you aren't saying you're so exhausted all the time and you're actually saying, I feel fantastic. I had a day today. I had this win and I had this conversation and this is growing. And then I went for a walk. I had a beautiful dinner with my friends. And then now I'm enjoying a beautiful book before I go to have a nice, beautiful bath and go to bed by 10 o'clock. How would that feel for you? and knowing that your business is being taken care of. When you have strong systems in place, when you've built these assets, you can train people quickly, and then you can have confidence in knowing that they're executing well because you built these fabulous assets. This is important, and this is how your business can start giving back to you. It doesn't happen in the blink of the eye, but the sooner you start this, the sooner you're going to start enjoying exactly what I'm referring to. All right, we're up to our second break of this show. Do not go away. We've got more to share with you. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back. I'm so glad you're here today. And I really do hope that this show is contributing to you and maybe challenging you. If this is not something that you've been looking at, if this is not something that you've even been willing to entertain, it will challenge you for sure. And it's something, everything that I'm talking about here today is not something that I don't do myself. I'm continuously looking at this, continuously asking myself these questions. What else could I be doing? Am I making the most of my time? Does this system work? Is this system actually creating more? And really having that big conversation about profit. You know, that's not something a lot of people are comfortable talking about. Most people actually are very, very uncomfortable talking about money. I'm not uncomfortable about talking about money today. And that makes me very happy. Why is that happening with so many people? Most of the time, the reason that you're uncomfortable talking about money is because you don't see your value. You don't understand the breadth and the depth of the value of what you've created and what the world is willing to pay for that. Until you really get underneath that and you really examine your value, your profit is going to be very, very low. So creating income is you pay for a service, someone pays for a service or a product, and then you have the revenue. Revenue means nothing because out of that revenue bucket, right, is all of your expenses, everything from your internet to Canva to any little thing. You need to be, and I say this all the time, you need to be making a list and regularly looking at that list of expenses. Do I still use that service? Is that something that I can change to a different package that they have? You know, I do that on a regular basis. I remember last year, there was one of our services for our switchboard, for our live streaming switchboard. And I looked at what it was and I hadn't done a deep dive into it for some time. And I'm like, I don't need to be paying for the elevated service. I can pay for the regular service. That saved us a good bit of money. Those are the things that we need to be looking at. But we need to understand that profit is king. It's not just the revenue. Profit is not a bonus. It's the actual purpose of your business, right? You need to be looking at the revenue, but also the expenses. And most people, the measure, they use revenue as the measure of their business, primarily the only measure. And that actually is not where you're going to get your business growth. The most important thing to be looking at is the profitability instead of just simply increasing sales. Because what happens? Oftentimes, increased sales means increased expenses. Maybe you need to hire another person and you're looking at the revenue coming in, you're looking at the sales, but you're not looking at what it's actually costing you. Do you know what each sale does per cost? Do you understand the expenses? Do you understand the percentage of expenses for each of your sales? You don't have to know all of this out of the gate, but you've got to start looking at your profit more and more than just your sales. When you understand, as I was talking about earlier, where you understand where your money leaks are, where your expenses are, that's where you can start to make that change for your profit. And this is where your business starts to pay you back, because you're not just making choices, you're making intelligent choices. You are evaluating what you're using and what's important and what the market requires today for you. So you want to look at every expense and ask whether it's actually creating value today and future value. Is it? Is it something that's necessary? Or is it just what you have been doing? That's what we need to change. We want to build systems that are continually working without you, the owner. Do you have systems in place that create consistency, that are scalable, and that provide that freedom for you? Why your business should not stop every time you take a day off? Well, if your business stops every time you take a day off, you're not going to have that profit. So putting these systems in place, they do not need to be elaborate. There does not need to be a ton of them. But having systems in place as to what gets created when, by whom, having these systems in place allows you to bring someone else in to work that business. So delegating responsibility instead of you hoarding all of the decisions. Like, how many of you hoard decisions? This is not about, you know, you're training someone. When I train a producer, I am doing all of the work while they watch me for the first month. And then slowly I start to get them to do the tasks. And eventually I can get to a place where they're doing all the tasks and they don't need me. And they only reach out when there is a problem that they've never been exposed to before. That has allowed me to grow my business in the other business streams. That's what you want to get to. And you don't need to hire somebody full time. You could be hiring somebody part time. Even if you hired somebody, and this is what I did initially, is I hired somebody for 5 hours a week. That 5 hours a week, it grew so quickly, because the more and more time that I was able to grow for myself and come up with other creative ideas in the business, I got to hire them for more hours, and so on and so forth. Does that make sense? Putting the extra time and really focused time into systems is going to open you up for more choice. And until you have more choice in your business is not going to pay you back. So you will want to invest where the growth actually happens. You know, I stepped back and I was looking at my business and what I really wanted to focus on for the last half of 2026 is really around two business streams that we have. And so I've spent some time really evaluating that, really looking at what that would mean, and then starting to structure my day to focus in those two areas for the business growth. And, you know, business growth doesn't need to be, you know, 100%, 50%, or even 25%. Imagine if your business growth is 10% and it's more streamlined. You've looked at your expenses, you've created those systems, and you're bringing in 10%. that 10% additional sales, okay? If you have put the systems in place, there's going to be less time spent on the work. There's also going to be less expenses because you're going to evaluate all your expenses. That 10% can very quickly grow to 12 and 15% because you are doing this due diligence work. That's another big reason why these systems are so, so important. So you want to really be investing in the assets that are continually producing value long after you've paid for them. So are there systems that you can put in place like books, right? These books that we have, they are continuously showing other people what we are doing, how we produce, bringing value to what we do. They speak for themselves and they create a relationship with the author now that strengthens our business relationship more and more. I have people coming back saying, I think I want to do another one with you. And so that is a long-term investment that's going to continue to grow. You want to also be making decisions your future self will thank you for. So when you are thinking about who am I? Who do I want to be in the future? When you think about yourself as a CEO, right? Learning to really make CEO decisions that instead of emotional decisions, when you think about that person in the future, who are they? How are they showing up? What are they excited about? What are other people impressed about with them? And what is it that brings you joy when you think about that future self of you as the CEO, right? When you are looking at this, even examining saying no to opportunities that don't move your business forward, that's an intelligent way to be making decisions for your business and for your future self that's going to be thankful. You know, saying yes to working with people when it drains you, when it's not bringing in the profit that you really could be making with something else, that is where you got to be willing to say no. When we first start in our businesses, we're all about yes, yes, yes. We don't want to say no to anybody. That's a different thing as you start to examine who your future self is going to be and who you want to thank as your future self, right? You want to make decisions your future business will benefit from. So even just spending some time thinking about people that approach you to maybe partner with you or people that want to sell their services to you, just start to be able to discern between what your business and your being are saying, no, this isn't a good match, and be willing to say no. It's okay. And there's sometimes you're going to say yes. When you say yes to, hiring somebody for a service, be willing to continuously look at, are they bringing the value that was promised? Is this working for me? Or is it still working for me? Or maybe, you know what, I want to shift things and this is no longer working. Being willing to evaluate where you are at and where your business is at is going to create a strong business for you and a strong business mindset for you. This is where you get to create a business that is going to be paying you back in peace of mind. It's going to be paying you back in income that is going to continue to grow, creating more and more profit, right? It's also going to be, and this is something that we don't talk about very often, but it's going to be creating a reputation that you can rely upon, right? And when we think about legacy, when we think about, you know, who's going to take over my business or what's going to happen to my business after I'm gone or after I retire or after I travel the world, right? If you are thinking about that, you want to be able to build that business so that they, when people are looking at your business in the future, they're saying, yeah, Christine McIver, she built this. She built this entire business. All of this business structure was her. And she had amazing people that worked with her to create all of these different things. What she created is so sustainable and going forward, it's going to continue. Are you creating a business that is just paying the bills? So you've created a job for yourself, or have you created a business that you desire to grow? That's the question you really want to look at. All right, we are ticking along here. We are up to our third break of the show. Again, I would love for you to reach out, send me an email, Christine at ChristineMcIver.com. Go over to iTunes. I would really appreciate it, and give me a five-star review. You have to do it through the phone app, FYI, and that will help to get this information out to other people who are struggling in their own business. And finally, go grab my book, CEO Without Apology. This is a book, The Bold Mindset Shift for Entrepreneurs Who Are Done Playing Small. You know what? Everybody has 24 hours a day, and if you're willing to stop playing small and really step into that CEO and create a business that gives back to you, it's available to you. It's available for you, and these are some of the tools that are going to make it even easier for you. All right, you're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, and we will be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
So I am very curious, what have I shared that has really tweaked you or even ticked you off a little bit? What is it that is really speaking to you? And this is one of the ways that we know something needs to change is when we hear somebody else say something and it ticks us off. Not that they've done something wrong, but that it ticks you off in a way that you're like, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to listen to that. And it what it's actually doing is it's triggering something in you that needs you to pay attention to it. I have had this happen definitely a few times in my life where I'm like, oh, that's ridiculous. And what the hell are they talking about? And blah, 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 blah. And then when I said, okay, hold on, take a breath, back up from this, I asked myself this question. Is there something they're sharing that is important for me that I'm being triggered by? It's actually kind of cool how our bodies can do that, how our beings can do that. And the question, when I asked that question each time, it was a yes. And so I was like, okay, put on my big girl pants and lean in, right? Lean in and have more conversation around this, start to unpack this. So if anything that I am saying today triggers you, that might be something that your body, being, and business are asking you to pay attention to. So I hope that whatever I've been sharing today has been an asset to you, and I would love to hear from you. So again, email me, Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Let's have a conversation. You can go over to my website, ChristineMcIver.com, check out all of the packages, all of the services. You can learn a little bit more about me there, but you don't have to. You can just email me direct if you wish, and we can have a 15-minute conversation. I can understand you a little bit more, and I can see where I can, or maybe I can't, be an asset towards you, growing you and your business, right? Business is all about growth, but it's not business growth. It's really the business owner growth, right? Remember, you're the CEO of your business. You're the chief executive officer. And you need to be holding you, the employee, accountable. You know, just like we want to grow leaders within our business, we need to be growing us, the employee, in our own business. You know, we, in the corporate world, we're often sending people off to courses, so we want to grow them. You need to see yourself in that same light. You need to be growing you so that your business can continue as well as grow. Things are changing quite fast in the world. We need to stay educated, and we need to be willing to be aware of where we can grow ourselves so that we make our lives easier. You know, years ago, I ran a program called The Pleasure of Business. To me, business is pleasurable. And there's many times that it has really pulled on me and really pulled on me growing who I am. You should be able to have fun in your business. Your business should be something that you look forward to, not something that you dread. And so everything that I've been talking about today really focuses you one way or the other. Is it something that you're dragging your butt to every day to have to do just so you can pay your rent? Or is it something you're excited about that you can grow? And again, growth doesn't mean, you know, you don't need to have five business streams like I have. Maybe you just want to stay in that one business stream and you just want to expand that and make it more profitable and make it more enjoyable. That's great too, right? But whether it's one business stream or 15, you've got to be looking at what is it actually paying you? Is it paying you in profit? Is it paying you in enjoyable days? Is it adding to your life? Is it adding to your family's life? Or is it draining you and draining your finances and draining the relationships that you want to have in your life? Your business should fund your life, not consume it. And that is so important that we want to understand we need to build a business that supports our desired lifestyle, not just one that pulls things away and stops us from actually even having a good night's sleep, right? If you're not in your body, you're not going to be able to run your business. So building a business that pays you back in all of these areas is going to support your body, your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health. So we want to be able to measure our business success by freedom, profitability, impact, sustainability, rather than just the constant hustle. The hustle does not pay. I can tell you, I've been there, done that. I'm so grateful that I was able to bounce back from that health concern and grow in a different way. You don't need to get to a place where your business is putting your health at risk, unless you're just too stubborn like I was, but you don't have to be, right? You want to think about your business as an investor. Think about if you were building this enterprise, what's the value? What is this going to bring to me in the future? You want to look, as I said, at every expense, whether it's creating for now, and is it also creating for the future? And investing in assets that continually produce value long term and pays you is so, so important. Your business can be designed to pay you back, but it really does require you to lean in more to who you are and how you operate as the CEO. Again, it does not have to happen overnight, but these are the areas that you need to be looking at, right? So that you can leave a legacy through a business that creates ongoing value for you and your clients and your team and the community around you. Your business should be one of the greatest investments you ever make, not the greatest sacrifice you ever endure. So if you're ready to build a business that pays you back with greater profitability, stronger leadership, more freedom and lasting impact, I'd love to help you. Thank you so much for being here. Until we meet again, I want you to remember that you can always make another choice. And remember, your next level of growth isn't waiting for someday. It's waiting for your next decision. Take care, my friends. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want.